I'm Dan Schwartzman with your NBC Sports Audio Update. Lonzo Ball of the Chicago Bulls has decided to have arthroscopic surgery to repair a meniscus tear in his knee, which will sideline the guard for 6 to 8 weeks. Ball will travel to California in the next few days to have the procedure done. Just 3 games on the NBA schedule tonight with one marquee matchup, as the 34-9 Phoenix Suns are on the road at the 26-19 Dallas Mavericks. The other games feature the New York Knicks home for the New Orleans Pelicans and the Golden State Warriors hosting the Indiana Pacers. Major League Baseball has said no to the Tampa Bay Rays' plan to split its season between Tampa and Montreal, Canada. The team, which ranks near the bottom in home attendance every year despite being a winning team, had been having discussions to split the season since their attempts to get a new ballpark built went nowhere. The Rays' lease at Tropicana Field ends after the 2027 season. 4 top 10 teams in action in men's college basketball, as number 1 Gonzaga hosts San Francisco, number 3 Arizona's on the road at Stanford, 4th-ranked Purdue visits Indiana, while number 9 UCLA is at Utah. 3 top 10 teams on the court in women's college hoops, as number 3 Louisville's on the road at number 4 NC State, while 8th-ranked Michigan is hosting Wisconsin. The Cincinnati Bengals getting some good news, as Sacks leader Troy Hendrickson has cleared the concussion protocol and will be able to play in Saturday's divisional playoff matchup versus the Tennessee Titans. Hendrickson led the team in sacks with 14 after coming over from the New Orleans Saints as a free agent last offseason. Kansas City Chiefs linebacker Willie Gay was arrested Wednesday evening for misdemeanor criminal property damage of less than $1,000 and remained in custody this morning with an appearance in front of a judge this afternoon. Gay was a second-round pick last year and started 11 games this season. The University of Arkansas is keeping offensive coordinator Kendall Briles after the University of Miami pursued him for the same position. Briles has been with the Razorbacks for the past 2 seasons and has coached an offense that led the SEC in rushing last year while winning 9 games. At the Australian Open, 2-seed Daniil Medvedev needs 4 sets to advance to the 3rd round over Nick Kyrgios, while 11-seeded Jannik Sinner moves on in straight sets. Coming up later tonight, 7-seeded Matteo Berrettini is in action against 31st-seed Carlos Alcaraz. Looking at the women's draw, 17-seed Emma Raducanu is beaten in 3 sets by Danka Kovanec, while 14-seed Simona Halep advances in straight sets. Later tonight, 4-seed Barbara Krejcikova, 5th-seed Maria Sakkari, and 8-seeded Paula Badosa play 3rd-round matches. With your NBC Sports Audio Update, I'm Dan Schwartzman.